Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, and we are here this Friday to introduce you to the new business leaders of the Atlanta area. My co-host, Tess Turin, is also here today.
Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Tess. Did you miss me last week?
I did. I'm ready to get back on the plane and go somewhere, though. It's too cold in this city right now.
Absolutely. I just got back from Puerto Rico. It was 87 degrees when I left.
I'm jealous.
I know, right? I really want to go back. We have a terrific show for you all today. Our guests in the studio today include Elisa Duman.
Correct.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And I can still read after all those margaritas in Puerto Rico. And Michael Chapin with Greater Gwinnett Championship. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our next guest is Russell Longcore. He likes to be called Russ, and he has a great voice, by the way. His name of his company is Flexcom America, LLC. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Angel. Good to see you.
Ooh, stop it. And our last and final and most fabulous guest is Karen Gregory Hines with KG Hines and Associates. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, everyone.
And y'all, don't forget, I like happy hour, so we got to make this quick.
And let's not forget about Uncle Matteo's.
Absolutely. Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint in Mala, Georgia, is trying to make me fat again. They sent us pizzas today, I think, and a couple of cannolis. So maybe that'll go good with my margaritas. We're going to start with our first guest again with the Greater Gwinnett Championship, Elisa Duman and Michael Chapman. Okay, tell us about Greater Gwinnett Championship.
Well, thank you. The Greater Gwinnett Championship, presented by Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating, is an official event on the PGA Tour's Champions Tour schedule. We're going to be taking place this April 14th through the 20th at TPC Sugarloaf.
Okay, so is that the only event you all do?
We do. This is our main event. We work all year for this one.
I figured
nationally
that.
Televised golf tournament. Yeah.
So you have to hang out all year with people that love golf and take them out to drinks and dinner and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
You poor babies.
I know.
So what do you do, Michael? You just hold the bags? People get sick after all the drinks.
No. I mean, pretty much I'm the caddy for when we take clients and different people out to play golf. So it's a stressful job.
You poor baby.
No, I'm the sales manager for the Greater Gwinnett Championship. My sole responsibility is to throughout the entire year is to go drive revenue for the golf tournament and speak to various businesses across Metro Atlanta and across the Southeast about how the Greater Gwinnett Championship could potentially affect their business and help drive revenue for their companies.
So now, tell me this. You said that you deal with a lot of businesses here. Is this like a charity event or?
Yeah, we are. Everything we do is to raise money for our benefiting charities. Mm-hmm. And this year we're working with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta,
okay,
Georgia Gwinnett College Foundation, and Gwinnett Medical Center Foundation, with the funds going to their Concussion Institute.
It's pretty interesting, you know, something that I did not know before coming on onto the tournament staff. Every PGA Tour and Champions Tour event is actually set up as a nonprofit. So,
mm-hmm. Of course it is. Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, what we do on a daily basis is and specifically for every tournament on the PGA Tour Champions Tour is to raise money for betting and fitting charities specifically associated with each market where the tournament's taking place.
Okay. So now you said you do the PGA. April the 14th through the 20th.
Correct.
Right. Now, what kind of, and I know you didn't think I was going to ask you this, I got to ask, who are some of the players for my single girlfriends that are looking?
Well, we are the Champions Tour, so we are the 50 and older golfers.
Okay.
We are about to put out our first commitment list, so you're going to have to pay attention to the news on that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what sets you guys apart from other sports tournaments that are sponsored? What makes you different?
Well, you know, specifically, you know, with our affiliation with the Champions Tour, we are bringing in the legends of the game. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the people that you've grown up with, as far as Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Ben Crenshaw, these are the guys who played on our tour and specifically who will be at our tournament. So from a business standpoint and also just from a fan's point of view, it's a really unique experience to come out and have an up close first person look at, you know, these legends of the game. You know, specifically from a business standpoint, we have two pro-ams Wednesday and Thursday of tournament week, And, you know, if as a business here in Metro Atlanta, if you're trying to look at a great experience to take out and provide some of your key business relationships and your clients, playing in that Pro-Am is a really unique experience here in Metro Atlanta. You know, you can go to a Falcons game or you can go to a Braves game, and, you know, those are great experiences. But, you know, the fact that you can provide 5 hours with a Tom Watson and he can, you know, tell you stories about playing at Pebble Beach and St. Andrews and going up against Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino, you know, that's a real experience that you can't get anywhere in Metro Atlanta. So from that standpoint, you know, we have businesses that come off the golf course after 5 hours with these guys, and, you know, they say besides getting married, that's probably the best day of my entire life. So from that standpoint, it's really a unique experience.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Elisa and Michael from Greater Gwinnett Championship. So tell us, what size businesses get involved in this association?
It's actually a great question. It's something that I actually face on a day-to-day basis as far as going out and speaking to businesses about our tournament and how it could potentially help their companies. You know, we work with every size business, all the way up from Coca-Cola's to Mitsubishi's of the world, who are great foundation partners of the tournament. But, you know, we also work with a lot of smaller companies as well, you know, service industries, you know, smaller law firms. I mean, we have corporate hospitality and different packages that can be customized and built into every sort, small or large businesses. So we've been able to generate and build some great partnerships with companies large and small across the entire board.
So what types, how do you raise money? Give me kind of some insight on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would like to, you know, and it's different from the field that I came in from. I sold sports radio for the Atlanta Falcons and 790 The Zone before coming over here. And so that was a completely consumer-based marketing sell. I think for this platform and specifically what I do, about 70% of it is through the Pro-Am and corporate hospitality, and specifically working with businesses who are trying to find avenues to entertain and continue to build their key business relationships. So they're looking for platforms that they can, you know, take those key clients and give them a great experience, ultimately with the goal of helping them drive more revenue and continuing to maintain those relationships throughout the entire year. So I think that's the main focal point of the businesses that we work with. You know, and there's several different avenues that we do that throughout the golf tournament, whether it would be the Pro-Am, which is an amazing experience to provide for a key business relationship, but also through our hospitality. We have several different hospitality assets throughout the golf tournament and several different things that we can customize for you to bring out different clients to entertain and really have an enjoyable experience out at our golf tournament. And then the last 30% of the businesses that I work with is similar to what I did, you know, in Radio World, is, you know, companies that are looking to target direct consumers, whether it be branding throughout the golf tournament, you know, advertising within our spectator guide, signage out on the golf tournament, putting their name on specific different venues that we have, and different things that they can do from an expo booth standpoint to engage with the fans and the consumers of the Champions Tour to tell them a little bit more about their business. So
you're speaking my language.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I did go to your website, and the website's great. It looks like a lot of fun. But there was three ways for people to get involved. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Well, and I think specifically some of those three ways that you were looking at had to do with volunteering. You know, it was kind of right after the New Year's, and a lot of people are looking for ways to get involved mm-hmm. with their community. And the first is they can become a volunteer with our tournament. We can't do it without our volunteers. It takes about 750 volunteers to make this all work. And so we have a variety of different positions, whether it's the people selling the tickets at the main admissions gate, standing on a hole, marshaling, standing in the clubhouse, making sure only the right people get in and out. We have so many different opportunities to do
that. I want to pour the alcohol.
And I want to drink it.
Well, that sounds like more fun.
I'll volunteer for that all day long. Matter of fact, I will pay you for that.
I like it.
I know specifically for this forum, we're talking business, but you know, let's, you know, not put that aside. We definitely have some venues out on the golf course for people to come in and have some cocktails and have a great time out on the beautiful days in Atlanta in April. So
when they start the thaw out finally.
Yeah,
exactly. So, well, I was, now you were saying you could bring, as you put it, a key client to the event. So basically what you're saying is if you're a business and there's this deal you've been trying to close and you want to get him to sign, bring him to this golf tournament.
The Greater Gwinnett Championship is your place to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sorry, Lisa, I interrupted. You said volunteering was one way. What's the other two ways people can get involved?
We have a relationship with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and they have a volunteer sales force that goes out in the community that helps us sell sponsorships as well. So that was another way. Mm-hmm. And for the life of me, I'm
too many cocktails.
I'm struggling on number three right now.
That's because it's pouring the drinks. That is the other way you can get involved. Now, do you allow people to sponsor just to do, let's say they want to do gift bags or they want to donate Frisbees or whatever?
We can get very creative.
Okay.
You know, our tickets start at $20 and we can go all the way up into the millions. So you think of it and we can make it happen.
Okay. So now this is your major event. Any other events you all may be working on or you have coming up soon that you want to tell everyone about?
Well, we have an event, but it's not until the fall, and it's our Tasting on the Tee presented by Infinity of Gwinnett. Last year was the first year that we did it, and it was at TPC Sugarloaf. It was a wine tasting, and it was Gatsby-themed.
Ooh.
So everybody came out dressed up, and we had perfect weather out there on the lawn of Sugarloaf. I don't know if you've been out there. It's just spectacular. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that for the fall, and we'll have to think of a new theme.
Well, those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking to Elise and Michael with Greater Gwinnett Championship. I got to ask, guys, the most famous golf player you ever met?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've met quite a few over the years. The one that I've probably been most personally introduced to and had conversations with would be between, I have to say Tom Watson, Fred Couples. There's so many. It's too hard to pick just
very
one.
Very cool. Very cool.
A couple years ago, Capital City Club at Crabapple hosted the American Express Championship, and I actually had an opportunity to speak with Tiger Woods briefly and grab his autograph.
You sound like a teenage girl over there.
It was, nice. Yes, yeah.
I got a chance to speak with Tiger. Stop it. Yeah. You look so excited. That's the first time you smile since I've been talking to you. Is he as cute in person?
That's not for me to decide.
I could tell you thought he was cute, too. Oh, and one more thing I got to ask. I forgot to ask you this about the golf. Do you all do, you were saying about the, that you can come bring your clients and they could play. Do you have things like for the kids, like where they could play golf or do some little thing on the side so people want to bring their kids out?
That's a great question. Actually, on Saturday of our tournament week, we have a kids' day. You know, specifically, we have some great activities for families to come out, bring their kids, enjoy the venue, mascots, you know, and then on top of that, we're looking to do a skills competition on the driving range, drive, chip, putt, you know, just another opportunity to introduce kids to the game of golf and show that it really is a great time. You know, I remember being able to go out to the AT&T Classic when it was here and specifically do something similar on the driving range. And just the fact that you can step foot on that driving range or the putting green and, you know, go back to school and tell your friends that you're on the same tee box as Tom Watson is a pretty cool story to tell as a kid.
Right, but if you knew Tom Watson when I was a kid, I wouldn't have liked you. And you're listening to Business Leaders Today. This is Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. My co-host is Tess Turin. And one last final question, guys. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want to volunteer, if they want to come to the tournament, or if they anything that they want to do to participate?
The best way to find out all information on the Greater Gwinnett Championship is to visit our website, which is greatergwinnettchampionship.com.
Well, that's pretty simple, huh?
Try to keep it that way.
Again, Elise and Michael, thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
And our next guest, Mr. Russ Longcore with Flexcom America LLC. Go on, say it, Russ. Say it for me.
What do you want me to say?
Anything. It doesn't matter. So tell everyone out there today about Flexcom America.
Well, Flexcom America is a company that's just come to the United States. We started this in August of last year. The company is 3 years old. It was started in Munich, Germany. They've been having massive success in the customer loyalty and rewards programs that they invented. in Europe. They're so revolutionary, they're so different than everything else that's out there, that it creates an advantage for us that, you know, we're just trying to wrap our minds around now. The idea that have you ever heard of the book named The Blue Ocean Strategy?
No.
Okay. Blue Ocean Strategy is one of the business books that you can find on Amazon or wherever it is. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of a Blue Ocean Strategy is that they segment the market into two oceans, the Red Ocean and Blue Ocean. Red Ocean is traditional cutthroat. You're out there mixing it up. You're trying to get market share. And the reason that the ocean's red is that everybody's eating everybody else for a limited slice of the pie. Mixing my metaphors, I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
The blue ocean.
So kind of shark eat sharks.
Yeah, it's the shark tank, yes. The blue ocean strategy is for a company to either invent something or to take something that already exists and rework it and reinvent it to the place where their new idea is so revolutionary that it makes their competition irrelevant, because they're not actually really dealing in the same ocean anymore. They're now in a blue ocean. This gives us that blue ocean strategy, and because we're first movers with our technology, and our technology is mobile commerce and mobile apps, it's going to be really difficult for any of the competition that may be out there to finally catch us when they figure out, oh my gosh, these guys are kicking butt and taking names.
So give us some success stories of clients right now that are participating in these apps. Can you elaborate a little bit on some people that have had success?
Well, I can, but I have to point to...
You'd have to kill me?
No. Not today. I just don't know you well enough. Maybe later I could do that. Our greatest success is where we point to Europe, because Europe has done such a wonderful job. The company's actually launched in Turkey. Now, the reason that it's a German company that launched in Turkey was Turkey is about the same size as Germany, about 80 million people. Geographically, it's a little bit larger, but it's got its demographic is way younger than Germany. And so way younger people are way more they use technology much more than us old people do.
Right. Absolutely.
Us. So, speaking for yourself.
I was speaking for myself. So so they went into that market. They did the same thing that all tech companies do. You launch, you fix things, you find out what doesn't work, you fix it, you keep going. And they've just had massive success in their first market. But that was back when the only thing that they could use was a traditional, like a credit card that's a loyalty card or a rewards card that all of us have either in our pockets or on our key, on our key fobs. You know, we all know how that stuff works, but ours works so much different than that. So they've had great success in Turkey. Now they're in 25 different countries, including the United States. And here in the United States, we're in the phase one. And I'll go into the three phases later, Tess. But we're in phase one right now, which is the way that we build our sales force. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing right now.
Okay.
Well, tell me about this program. How does it work?
Well, it works off of an app. Now, normally, let's look at how a traditional loyalty program works. Now, I carry one loyalty card in my wallet. I've got another 15 of them probably in the top drawer of my desk.
Right.
But I carry the Kroger card because I can pull the Kroger card out. I always get great discounts. Once a month, they send me coupons that are tailored to how I shop.
Not to mention you save money on gas every time. That's why I use it.
Because I probably haven't, unless I'm out of town, mm-hmm. I probably haven't bought gas anywhere but a Kroger store in years, simply because I get 20, 30 cents off, sometimes a dollar off, depending on how many points that I accumulated.
Russ, do you work for Kroger?
No, here's my point.
You're moonlighting.
Yeah. Here's my point. I mean, I love them But here's the point. I can't take my Kroger card and walk out the front door, turn left, and walk down to my dry cleaner and say, I want to pick my dry cleaner up. And, oh, by the way, here's my Kroger card. Would you put the points on here?
Right.
Because they'll look at me like I have two heads, because it doesn't work. And traditionally, in all loyalty programs, companies are like stovepipes. In other words, they have their loyalty program. They don't talk to anybody else's. They right. don't want. They don't want to. They don't want to share any data.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not interchangeable. Think about the idea of universal acceptance, and think about your credit cards: Visa, MasterCard, American right. Express. It's hard to find. Now, 45 years ago, you might have had difficulty finding merchants that accepted credit.
Right.
Quite frankly, up until about 5 years ago, one of the biggest restaurant chains in the Southeast did not take credit cards. You want to know who that is?
Waffle House.
How did I yes. know that?
But they just swerved into the 21st century. So it's that close to where we are now. So traditional loyalty programs just don't work with each other, and if you're talking about universal acceptance with a credit card, you want to be able to go anywhere pretty much,
right.
and use your credit card. And literally with a Visa card nowadays, you could go around the world and never spend a dime, and just use your credit card if you had enough credit or enough cash on a debit card,
right.
you could do that. So, but a Kohl's credit card is not universally accepted, right?
Right.
Because if you go to the Kohl's store, you'll get their credit card, but you can't take it to Best Buy and right. buy something there. So there's universal acceptance, which I think we all agree would be really good, and there's not universal acceptance, all right? Look at loyalty cards. Then none of them are universally accepted. So along comes Flexcom. Mm-hmm. Flexcom invents a universally accepted loyalty card. So you've got, instead of having a whole bunch of them, you have one card, and it's our job as the sales force to go out and enroll as many small business, medium-sized business merchants. And it doesn't have to be a merchant. It can be any kind of a business. It could be even a medical practice or a home business. If they have a customer base, they can use the Flexcom loyalty program. And here in America, for the most part, we're not using the cards. We're using it as an app. So for the customer, it works great because I think I'm now getting to your question, mm-hmm. Tess. Thank you. Is that it's good for the consumer because we give the consumer a free app. So it costs them nothing. And it's so easy to do because we will use the app on our telephone or our mobile phone. If you want it, all I have to do is generate a QR code. You come over with your phone and scan the QR code, and instantly we give you an app on your phone that's already preloaded with $2 of what we call Flex Money. Now, Flex Money is not a points program. Flex Money is a program that goes dollar for dollar in whatever currency. So in the United States, $1 of Flex Money is worth $1 a U.S. dollar. So it's great for the consumer because the consumer can use, if I'm the merchant and I give you this, then you're tied to me as far as that app forever. So you can come in and get discounts at my store, but the cool thing is you can go get discounts at any other Flexcom participating merchant and still get the same kinds of cash back. And what we're talking about here is not really discounts. We're talking about a card that gives cash back on every purchase.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Russ Longcore from Flexcom America. So Russ, tell us, does Flexcom have any merchants in the U.S. yet? And how, I could see that could be difficult signing people up. How do you all go about doing that?
Excellent question. At this point, we are in phase one. We have three phases when we come into a country. Phase one is that we come into the country and build our sales organization, just like every other business. You've got to staff up before you can go talk to the public. Mm-hmm. Phase two is when we're staffed up sufficiently. Then the representatives, guys like myself, we will go out into the marketplace and give away thousands of these apps. Anybody that has a mobile phone and can fog a mirror, pretty much is eligible to receive one of these things. And so we will give away thousands and thousands of these apps. Phase three is when we start enrolling merchants. And the reason that we do it this way is, Tess, if you had a business, if you had a brick-and-mortar business, mm-hmm. and I walked into you and said, hey, I got this great thing here, and you said, oh, it is a great thing. How many customers do you have, and how many other businesses do you have? well, I don't have any customers, and you'll be their first business. That's probably going to be a really difficult sale. Mm-hmm. And if you, you know, you multiply that times an area of Atlanta or, you know, millions of people, and it becomes very difficult. So what we do in phase two, we build the market first. And so then when I come to you as a brick and mortar store, then I can walk into you and say, and I can show you on my phone all these little dots on the map. And it's, you know, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of customers who already have our app that are looking for merchants just like you. Now, do you want to do this or don't you? And here are the benefits that you derive as a merchant. And would you like me to go into the merchant part right now?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, wonderful.
And you all are talking to our co-host, Russ, with Flexcom. No,
thank you very much.
You come up for air, Russ.
I will.
Russ,
I will.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I will. For a merchant, it's so much different than the traditional loyalty program in a couple of different ways. When a merchant gives away the app, that customer can go out any place else and use the app. But when they're in the store, they get cash back on any purchase that they do. And the merchant can decide what percentage, based on his margins and his markups, he looks at his back office, his business, and decides, well, I can give 1% or 5% or 10% of whatever kind of a transaction it might be. But the merchant has complete control over that, which is a great thing. If you get into things like Groupon, Groupon is a great program, but Groupon is pretty restrictive. And I've known merchants that have used Groupon, and they use that basically as a loss leader. But if you get hundreds of people that bring in a Groupon coupon in a day, your whole day is loss leaders and you don't make any money. So it's really difficult in that situation.
Well, it sounds to me like it's more geared to retail merchants, not necessarily service type oriented business.
Angel
owns her own insurance agency. I own my own marketing company. Mm-hmm. That probably wouldn't be a good fit for us because we really don't have anything tangible to give away. But say Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, a restaurant.
Certainly.
That sounds like more of the types of clients that you're looking to, get on the program?
Yes, pretty much any kind of a business that has a customer base. For example, in your business, if you charged a consulting fee, you mm-hmm. could discount the consulting fee or give cash back
right.
on that. In an insurance agency, not really sure if that would. Mm-hmm. But if there's a will, there's a way. You might be able to figure out something
right.
that you could do. The other thing that sets it apart so much for the merchant is that this now becomes a stream of revenue for a merchant, which can be really transformative. Because if I'm the merchant, Tess, and I give this to you as a customer, and you go out and you go do the normal things that you do in your life, just buying lifestyle things. I'm not trying to change the way that you buy things. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that look for a Flexcom merchant because everyone's going to give you cash back. So I'll give you cash back that you can use at any other merchant. But here's the big change.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a different merchant, if you're at my store and you go to the dry cleaner and you do something there, because you're my customer and I gave you the app, I'm going to make a few cents off of the purchase that didn't happen in my store.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question is, how many stores do you want to have out there? And I think the obvious answer is thousands of them, because every merchant has that opportunity to change their advertising budget into a stream of income. So the other thing that happens through the merchant terminal, and we have a terminal that sits, it's a point-of-sale terminal mm-hmm. that would sit next to a normal point-of-sale terminal in any kind of a business. So it sits there, and it looks like a mini iPad on a pedestal. The merchant not only can do the transactions through that, but that merchant terminal allows the merchant to do push notifications to everyone that is his customers. So he could get on, for example, and say, let's use your example as Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts or a restaurant. The restaurant gets it's a rainy, terrible day, and there's nobody in the place, or it's Monday or Tuesday, and nobody's coming in characteristically on an early part of a week. He could do a selfie video for 20 seconds and say, hey, this is Russ, and I've got the fish restaurant that you all know. And if you'll come in today, I'll give you half off. All you have to do is just come in, and I can download that into the terminal and push it as a text video to everybody that is not only my customer, but everyone that can put into their database things that they're looking for. In other words, if you want restaurants, great. If you don't, then you don't get all kinds of push notifications that you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and we are speaking with Russ Longcore from Flexcom. So, one more question, and then we've got to get to Miss Karen over there. I know she's been waiting very patiently.
She has, yes.
Please explain the four win concept about Flexcom.
Okay, it's not the winds like north, south, east, and west. No, that's, I know, but people will hear that and they'll say, four winds, I wonder where that's going. No, this is, we always hear of setting up a business transaction that's a win-win proposition. Mm-hmm. Well, ours is a win-win-win-win proposition. And here's the reason why. It's great for the customer, because the customer gets cash back on every purchase when they go into a Flexcom retailer. They can use that cash to pay for something at the next retailer if they wish. So that's the first win. Secondly, the merchant wins because they can take their advertising budget, turn it upside down, and make it actually become an income stream based on the shopping of all their customers. Mm-hmm. The third is the win for the representatives like myself, because we get paid really well when we set up a bunch of customers, or we set up merchants. I don't know why I couldn't think of the word merchants for a moment. And then fourthly, it comes back to the customer again, because we incentivize the customers to give away the app. Now, if all of us in here, if we have a good meal, we tell people about it.
Right.
If we go see a good movie, we tell people about it. If we go see a movie that sucks,
you tell 100 people about it.
That's true.
In this particular situation, if you have a great experience with your Flex app, you're probably going to tell people about it. But we incentivize you even further, because it just for free, you would probably give this away to say, hey, look, I'm look at all the money that I'm saving and getting cash back by just doing this. So you go ahead and do this. You're my friend, you're my sister, you're my brother. But we incentivize it even further than that to say that if I give this to you, Angel, and you go out and you just do the shopping that you normally do in your life to do your lifestyle, just do it at Flexcom Merchants, then all the money that you get in cash back from Flexcom, the person who gave you that app, I'm going to get 10% of that in a year or every month. Mm-hmm. So that if you got $20 in Flex money, then I'd get $2. Okay, then the question becomes, how many of those do I want to give away for free? It costs me nothing to give them away. So I do that. So it's a four win. It's a win for the customer twice. It's a win for the merchant, and it's a win for the representative. So that's it.
So Russ, tell us people that are listening out there that might be interested.
Karen Hines has a question for Russ. She's Ms. over here
Karen.
Taking notes. She's like, I want that Flexcom thing.
Maybe you may have said this already, but I was interested in knowing, what is there a cost for the merchants to join, as well as for the consumers? I heard you say that you would give away the apps to the consumers. So how does that work as far as an enrollment fee process?
I'm so glad you asked that.
He is so glad we ask everything.
for the customer, Karen, there is no cost.
Okay.
You get the app for free. For the merchant, they buy the terminal. It's a one-time cost of $500. But beyond that, there are no costs. There's no monthly fee. There's no transaction fee. There's no service fee. We take care of all the service on the terminal, and the merchant has sitting right next to it his point of sale and his shopping cart. He's paying tons for that. If he has any other kind of loyalty program, they're charging him for that. Ours is a one-time cost. That's it. And then we support it all after that.
And so you have a, I think you said Flexcom Merchants. Is that a website where you would have all your merchants listed?
No, and I think this goes to answering your question, Tess, is how do people get a hold of me? The best way to do that is to go to my website, and the website is www.cashbackapps.net. Mm-hmm. That's cash, C-A-S-H, back, B-A-C-K, apps, A-P-P-S, .net. And that's got all kinds of information, videos, everything you could need to learn how this works and see if it works for your business.
Okay, very cool, Russ. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Delighted to. Thanks for having me.
And our next guest is Karen Gregory Hines, attorney at law.
No relation.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. A pleasure to be here.
So tell us about your practice.
Well, I've been in practice primarily about, I think it'll be about 15 years this year. I have, I started practicing law around about 2000. I worked in a law firm with the former Senator Leroy Johnson. He was the first black senator elected to Georgia's House of Rep.
Wow, impressive.
After the Sherman came and burnt down Atlanta. And so he had a lot of history, knew a lot of people, made a lot of changes, and I was fortunate enough to be able to work with him to get my start. And in his practice, I was like the lead counsel besides him, and our areas of interest were criminal defense, personal injury, family law, probate, civil litigation, you name it, we did it practically.
Wow.
So what made you want to become an attorney, Karen?
Well, when I was a little girl, I grew up in the city of Baltimore, and that's Maryland.
Great crabs up there.
Yes, I love them. And people would always ask me, you know, what was I going to do when I grew up? I don't know what it was about me that they wanted to ask that question. Maybe it was I never would shut up. But I always would say, I'm going to hang in the bars and get drunk. And so people would laugh. And so I, you know, felt like I was in control of the situation until a college student asked me the same question. And she says, no, you're going to be somebody. So at that point, I began to think about what I wanted to do. I saw two kids fighting about 2 weeks later, and one of them was a bully. And I said, that's it. I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'm going to fight for people. So people continued to ask me what I was going to do. I said, I'm going to be a lawyer and fight for people. So, of course, they didn't laugh. The looks were a little bit different, you know.
My mom wanted me to be an attorney because she was like, you talk all the time. You like to argue. You'd be a great attorney.
Yeah, that
so
was me.
I believed I wanted to be an attorney until I saw that reading. I thought, I'm not going to read all that. That's a lot. Because yeah, there's a lot involved. You have to read and research, and you can't just show up and be fabulous in court with a nice suit.
You know, it's a lot of work that goes into being an attorney. I take it very seriously that people would come and hire me to represent them in their personal lives. And it's very personal to them. It's very serious. So you're right. I have to research, be on point, be prepared for my counsel in the court that I'm going to be going up against. And I've gone up against some great attorneys here in Atlanta. A lot of them have learned a few things, and we've gained respect for each other. So, you know, I think that's how I've been able to be sustained so far.
Okay. Now, you seem to have a good personal story. What would you want the listeners to know about you personally?
Well, I'm a mother. I have four children. I have a
four
daughter.
Real children or furry children?
Four real ones.
Right. That's a lot of kids, Karen.
My husband won't allow any dogs or pets in the house. We do have a turtle, but I have my daughter. She's in her second year of college, and I have two seniors that are about to graduate from high school now. And I have a 15-year-old that's in the 10th grade. I've been married 27 years this year.
So you are a glutton for punishment.
And we have a great relationship, and I know he's listening now. Hey, baby. And, you know, he supported me through law school. You know, so I couldn't have asked for much more. He's a great guy. And I say those things because I know people are looking for different things in their life, and I believe they can have them. Mm-hmm. You want to sustain a relationship, I believe you can have it. You want to have kids, even if you can't have them, you can go and adopt some. Just invite someone's kids over, they'll stay.
Right.
But, you know, I'm about the family, you know, maintain the foundation, you know, because I feel that that's very important to sustaining the generation that's to come.
How do you balance children? That's like five jobs. Because you said you like to fight, so I can see why you stay married 27 years and four teenagers at one time. How do you balance all those things outside of, you know, probably a cocktail pretty often? How do you balance those things and kind of still stay on top of your legal game?
Well, you mentioned cocktails, but, you know.
my favorite thing.
But foremost, part of my foundation is my faith. You know, I have a strong faith, and I believe, and I pray, and I, you know, try to read the word and, you know, try to do right by people. And, you know, my mom used to always say, you're going to reap what you sow. So mm-hmm. I feel like if I do my very best, not only will I reap what I sow, but it will benefit my children, those around me. So I'm always, you know, trying to do the right thing. As well as, especially with my at home, as I said, I have a great husband trying to get my kids on track to, you know, be great in their own lives. I have assistants at my office that are very good. I work with other counsel sometimes on cases that's a little bit difficult. So the research, the reading, all those things, and staying abreast of the changes of the law, you know, is very important for an attorney. And but I'm not ashamed to go and get another counsel and say, hey, what do you know about this? And share your expertise with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lawyers have an ego, so, you know, that works out.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Karen Gregory Hines, attorney at law. Now, in the beginning of the show, Karen, you were talking about different areas of law that you've practiced. What are some of the areas now, the expertise now, or some of the cases that you enjoy doing most?
Well, I still have a general practice, is what we would call it, and but most of the cases that I do handle on a day-to-day basis deal with family law, a lot of divorces, mm-hmm. And family law includes adoptions, name changes, mm-hmm. child custody, modifications of child support, modification of any type of court order, and we do workers' comp, we do personal injury. I love all of those things. Sometimes I try to put one to the side, but I will bring in other counsel. Like I said, I associate with other individuals, and I have paralegals that help out. You know, if an attorney doesn't need to per se be involved with the personal injury process, I'll let them handle it up until time of trial. But I'm always abreast of what's going on. But I love the family law issues probably because it gives me a great opportunity to come in and mentor, you know, being that I've been married a long time and I haven't always made the right decisions being married, and my husband can tell you. And I'll say he's a piece of work and he looks right back at me and say I'm one. So, right. You know, I do understand the dynamics of family. And so just having an opportunity to help people and help them to get it right. Even if people divorce and go their separate ways, I always tell them, listen, you have to find out what caused you to go wrong. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in that position again. I like criminal defense for the same reason, because a lot of times people are in situations that they didn't necessarily intend to be in. Lack of understanding, lack of leadership, making the wrong decisions, hanging with the wrong people, mm-hmm. and just letting them know that they can have an opportunity to get back on track and reclaim their lives in society.
Well, Karen, tell me, what piece of advice would you give someone looking for an attorney, whether it's criminal, divorce, family law? What would be the one thing you would tell them when they're looking? Because all attorneys say they're great.
Right.
Right? And a lot of, unfortunately, sometimes attorneys have bad reputations.
Right.
What would you tell someone that was looking for an attorney? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would say, you know, talk to people, first of all, that has had a counsel that represent them. And, you know, it could go either way because that's going to depend on the relationship the attorney had with the client or vice versa, how the situation went. But always, that's your first point of contact, is somebody that you know who's been represented before. And also, I would say, once you interview an attorney or someone introduces, you want to talk to them, ask them, you know, about their core feelings, their core beliefs. Don't be afraid. Just like if you would talk to a doctor, you want to know, you know, what do you believe? Do you believe in natural medicine sometimes? Are you one that want to give medicines all the time to children? So I think it's very important that people interview with their attorney, find out what kind of cases they have done. Don't be afraid to ask their record. How many cases have you won in this area? Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to trial? Can I talk to some of your clients if they're willing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there are all kinds of ways to make sure you're comfortable with who you decide to represent you.
You're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turan, your marketing and advertising expert. And we are speaking with Karen Gregory Hines, no relation, Karen G. Hines and Associates, attorney at law. Well, let me ask you this, Karen. Now, because when you were talking about, you know, you asked your attorney this, there was two things my mom always told me. Hey, but two people you got to be honest with, your lawyer and your doctor. Not her. She didn't say God. She said your lawyer and your doctor.
Priest, too.
Okay. That's tricky. But depending, I don't know, he might tell somebody. But how do you, as an attorney, how do you get people to be honest? I know that's a tough question because they're afraid, I think, sometimes they tell you that now you're going to know they may be guilty or wrong or whatever. But so what? Because you're their attorney. Your job is to fix whatever they broke. How do you get people to be honest with you so you can represent them properly?
Well, I think you have to develop a rapport with people. They have to be able to feel you or sense your confidence, number one, your caring ability concerning them and the situation. And just really, you know, give them life lessons or explain different stories that you've been a part of. You want to be able to bring them into your arena. And that's one thing I tell my kids all the time and I tell other individuals. If you're going to make an impact on somebody, you got to be able to bring them into your arena. And you do that based on your experiences. So I'll share with them sometimes things I've gone through. Or I may say, you know, I was just having that argument last night with my husband or something of that nature. Anything to break the ice and help them to begin to trust. I know trust is a big word, but, you know, they've got to put some trust somewhere at some times, even if it's just temporary, you know. Just be able to trust that I'm going to do what I need to do for you, and I need all the information possible to give you either the best deal, you know, or bring you to an acquittal of a situation. Because sometimes, you know, people have to take may have to take a plea in a criminal matter. In a divorce, you may need to settle a case or some civil litigation. I also do that. Between two people or corporations, you have to come to a settlement. So you have to know what's important, and I won't be able to guide you if I don't have all the information.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your general interests and affiliations? Obviously, your family is important to you. You love your practice. What are some of the other things you're interested in?
Well, I've always loved mentoring younger people since I was a little girl. I was in a mentoring program in the fourth grade. And what was funny.
Of course you were. Because you were the boss of everybody in fourth
what
grade.
What don't you do, Karen?
Well, you know, I come from a varied background, and someone had to do certain things or whatever was available. I was the kind of person to step up and say, I can handle it. But I was mentored in the fourth grade and always wanted to be a part of a mentoring program. It's a funny little story. It was a friend named Stuart. We were best friends. And I had started a mentoring program under one of the principals at the school. And so a Stuart's sister came by and said, it was called Charm School. So Stuart's sister came by and saw us in the class, and she was like, y'all need some charm. And right away I got out. I was like, because I don't really need no charm. But, you know, I really did. So, and I never forgot that, how I let somebody drive me away from something that I knew I needed.
Right.
So I was going to be on a path to, you know, help people, to try to get young people to understand what's inside of them, that the best parts of you are inside, you know. So that was very important for me to be able to do that.
Well, I feel very comfortable with you already, Karen. I'm sure your clients feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
So tell people out there, where is your location, and do you offer free consultations by phone?
Well, on some cases I will. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the reason I will charge a consultation on criminal cases, divorce cases, civil litigation type cases is because people are shopping for attorneys. Right. So they just like, if I can go there and get some free advice, I'm going to go there and get it. You cause them to make a decision that, okay, you're somebody that's on maybe the top three of the list that I'm going to see because I don't have the time to waste. But I will give free consultations on personal injury cases, workers' comp cases, things that cause for a contingency fee type contract.
And they should pay you to listen to their story. Who cares? I mean, that ain't free. Why he left and why you mad, and that's got to cost something.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, it's
come on. Who wants to hear that?
You know, it wears on you. You know, I know that some lawyers, you know, I work with personally, they don't take it, you know, it's just a job for them. You know, this is very personal, like I said before, when someone comes and entrusts me with their life. So, you know, I take it very seriously and try to give each individual client that personal attention that they need.
All right, well, Karen, tell the listeners out there today how they can reach you or the best way to get in touch with you.
Well, I am located in East Point, Georgia. I'm close to the airport in the major East Point downtown business district. We're located 2849 East Point Street, and I do have a website. It's thehineslawfirm.com. It's kind of under construction. One of my good friends came in and said he didn't like my previous one, so he had someone reconstruct it. So we're going in, adding things to it, and that's kind of fun because it's going to give me control over it, and I can make the changes. And our phone number is 404-768-2496. There's someone there always, hopefully, to answer the phone.
Hopefully you'll be too busy to answer. They have to call back.
Well, we do have a message machine so that, you know, we can call you back promptly. But we do like personal service directly to the individual.
This is Angel Nallen with Business Leaders of Today, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host, Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert. I want to thank all our guests for coming in today. First of all, Elisa and Michael.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. It is the Greater Gwinnett Championship, right?
That's correct.
And our second guest was Russ Longcore, Flexcom America. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Angel. It's been wonderful to talk with you.
I can't wait to listen to this recording later. I may have to play this in my right before I go to sleep later on, like a lullaby.
Be careful.
And our last and most fabulous guest, of course, Miss Karen Gregory, no relation, Hines.
And we'd also like to thank Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia. They're located at 3320 Buford Drive in Georgia. Be sure to like their Facebook. They do catering, birthday parties. They do it all. Take out, eat in. So special thanks to Uncle Matteo's Pizza.
Yeah, they do everything besides help you lose the weight.
And if you've missed any part of our show today, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group Insurance Agency, your business insurance expert, where we care about what you care about.
Thanks so much for tuning in and have a great weekend.